Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
We've just come out of a very violent-y sounding storm, so it's the perfect time to tell a few stories.
Unfurl your wings and soar with us, dear readers. the weather's clearing up, the sun's peeking through those clouds.
Nah, look, I think it's, and I hope it's still going to be rainy for ages, because then that means I get to stay inside and have Duna days.
Yes.
I can justify
No, I want that as well.
Can but I've I work got a, from home today because there's a puddle outside
I've got
my
a,
house?
I want that as well, dearly, more than anything in the world, but I've got to walk home, so
But it's a good time to tell stories either way.
Yes, that's right.
It's all gone crazy and come back out the other side.
Tom Harris and Elizabeth Best on this mini-sode of Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. Stories. We don't need to give opinions or advice.
No.
We're just here to read your misery back to you.
Yeah.
And I would love to commandeer a big chunk of this
mini-sode. The start of this podcast
and
over to you.
Thank you, Elizabeth. Dear readers, it's a cringe warning for you. Secondhand embarrassment and awkwardness.
Sound the cringe alarm.
Yes, we need, because I stumbled upon stories, little stories concerning the theme of basically how did you or when did you know that the marriage wouldn't last?
Oh no.
Right?
That's so much higher stakes than when did you know the date was shit.
And like, it's not, but the stories aren't from the people in the wedding, bride and groom, etc. It's bystanders.
Onlookers.
So
you've
been warned. I read these and I wanted to crawl out of my own body out of awkwardity and embarrassment. So good luck to you all. But I'll try and be brief for you. First one, when they were doing the vows and the priest got to the for richer or poorer part and she said, for richer or richer and maybe for poorer. The officiant was not pleased. Oh. I think they made it a year.
Oh.
There we go.
Yeah, I know someone who would have said that too. And let me tell you, it ain't a good marriage.
Ah, there we go. Here's a good one. A fun, light-hearted dance with the groom, followed by a close and slow dance with her male best friend.
No.
There is a postscript to this little note. 18 months, and now she's living with the friend.
Of course. Of course.
So a year and a half of marriage, not bad, right?
It's a shit innings, Tom. It's a shit innings.
Forgive me. It's just too much fun. I have to channel it that way to deal with the awkward.
Yes.
And like, imagine being at the church, at the wedding, and you see
what
this nonsense.
Yeah, no, my heart would fall out of my ass if I was the partner at that wedding.
Here, a question for you, Liz. Would you kill this person?
Yes.
I was at...
I mean, sorry.
Yes, for fun.
Sure.
I was at a wedding when a phone went off during the ceremony in the middle of exchanging vows. It was the groom's.
No.
He took the call.
No.
They are divorced now.
Yes, correct move.
A little 5-sentence horror story there for you.
Oh, I would never. I wouldn't even have my phone on me at my wedding day.
The follow-up was that it was like a cousin that was late and was ringing the fucking groom.
Why would you call? I just screamed into the thing. Why would you call the groom? Why would you call the groom? Why would it not be on silent? Why would you have it on you in the first place? See, this is the thing. Women don't have pockets in things. We can't carry shit. Men need to have no pockets as well.
Yes, we need our...
Women need more pockets. I don't know what the solution is here, but I know it involves pockets.
Last one, and then I'm going to pass it over to Liz, and God knows what she's got for you readers, but one more little awkward cringe one. But it wasn't... This didn't happen to you. This wasn't, unless the one person person who wrote in, this didn't happen to you, so it's okay.
Okay.
This wasn't your wedding, you know. This is you weren't there for this one.
Yeah.
This one, Portuguese wedding. A fist fight broke out at the head table during the reception.
Oh, shit.
Between two groomsmen. They were arguing about which of them had slept with the bride first.
No.
The groom was oblivious. He came home, came home from work early one day 2 years later and caught her in bed with another man. Surprised it took that long.
Oh, man.
The midnight buffet was amazing, though. That's what's just been tacked on.
I have said previously that I'm in weddings for the food.
So, like. Yeah, so all in all, awkward, terrible, horrific situation, but at least the midnight buffet was top-notch. So there we go. I can't do more. I can't do that to myself. I can't do it to our readers.
Surprisingly, and again, we didn't plan this because we don't tell each other what kind of themes we're going for in each episode.
No reason to.
I've got nice stories, strangely.
Got
stories of couples revealing the not normal things that they do together, which I think are adorable.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, like weird shit that you do with that is just like secret couple behavior that if you did it in front of someone else, they'd probably be like, what the fuck? My girlfriend and I will sometimes go into leech mode. This involves one of us grabbing onto the other and not letting go. It can strike at any time. In bed, leech mode. Doing the dishes, leech mode. In public, leech mode.
Yes.
She once got me with it while I was on the toilet and I have loved her ever since.
Oh, well done. I love leech mode.
Leech mode.
Part of me wants to steal it for myself, but part of me respects that it's theirs and I'll find my own traditions to take home.
I used to have like a sloth thing where I'd just feel like slowly stroking my partner's face with a weird sloth look on my face, and then he did it to me once in front of other people while we were having a dinner party and they were like, what the fuck?
Oh my God,
and I'm like, freak. That's so adorable.
Yes, you do forget. Ah, oh, wonderful.
Okay, so what have I got? Okay, so we finally had to have the discussion about how gassy my partner is, and he holds it in when he's around me. On our first trip together, he explained when we weren't around each other, there were all the farts. I don't know why, but that phrase made me laugh ridiculously. So now it's become our I love you. We say it when hanging up or leaving for the day, a random text. It's so gross. You're just like, all right, bye, all the farts.
Yeah, I get it. I like it. I respect it. Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
And is it gross at all? Nope. Is it not in the slightest, in my opinion.
Yep.
Simply cute.
Whenever one of us says fiddle-dee-dee while doing a weird jig, the other has to stop whatever they're doing, no matter what, come on over and give the fiddle-dee-dee a kiss, no matter what. I'm not even Irish. I just love it. It started back in 2006 when I got a Kiss Me, I'm Irish pin. Like, yeah.
I love... Yes. You're going through to the next round. Yes, I'm all aboard.
And then, okay, so there's one that's funny and one that's actually really sweet, and I love it because it's good communication.
Fantastic.
So the funny one is we ruin each other's yawns by sticking our finger in the other's mouth.
Yes, I believe I've raised this on this podcast before. Why did we... And I brought this. I remember bringing this up because a wonderful friend of mine, Dr. Adam, who should still be listening to this show, he had to call a truce with his girlfriend because they kept doing it, right? And early on in their relationship, they both had to go, right, stops now.
Enough.
That's too annoying.
Okay, this makes my heart happy, and if more people did this, I'm going to finish on this one. My boyfriend and I have a rule that if either of us says the phrase, I need attention, the other must stop what they're doing and give the other a full 5 minutes of attention. Most of the time it's just for fun, but if I'm ever feeling really down, I'll do it, and he'll make a special effort to show me that I'm loved. I'm very lucky to have a man as wonderful as him.
That's really nice. I like it because it's important on some levels. It's not too needy in terms of time frame. It's quite simple, quite clean. It's respectful. Very nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's very good.
Have I erased your cringe?
Yeah. Why did you remind them?
Sorry,
readers, about that. That's it for stories, I believe, on this here mini-sode of Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. They're called mini-sodes. We've got to keep them mini. I know you want us to stay in your
One
ears.
Day we should do a maxi episode of just stories.
Yeah, it's just a full
We'll
a
make
full
it like a bonus,
story time.
Us just telling stories. That would be fun for me.
But until that happens, keep living your happy little lives, readers. Share Ghosts of Boyfriends Past with your friends, your family. Someone will get a kick out of this show, or at least, you know, good advice.
Yeah.
Rate and review.
And if you're too scared to come on as a main guest, please write us a little story. We completely can make you 100% anonymous, and we just love when you write in and tell us your stories. So please do that. But until then, I've been Liz Best.
I'm Tom Harris.
And keep sending us your stories, people.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.